Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Happy Father's Day out there. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are going to bust down a little bit of Father's Day, maybe a little bit of food on the grill. We got a little beer. We're going to talk to our buddy Big Paulie. Going to be a great show today. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit in the first segment about, I think, maybe our own personal Father's Day experiences. But in the next segment, we have a fellow coming in. He's sitting here right now, and he poured us a beautiful blueberry wheat, but from Reed City Brewing Company. And I guess you get flooded. Man, the last couple days in particular, I've been just flooded with memories of my dad, anticipating my kids coming home for Father's Day. And this year, it really seems to hit home. I got grandkids coming home. And
well, yeah.
And my electric went out in my bathhouse, my pool house. So I got a 200-foot line of 6-gauge I'm running with my neighbor James, who's an electrician who's helping me, and he's awesome. And just a ton of work that I don't need right now as I'm trying to finish my siding and get my house done. But I'm doing all these things, and I'm thinking of all these, I'd call them home fix-it talents I have because my dad was just so wise in terms of how things work and how to fix something, how to build something. I mean, I'm building stuff out of hardwood. He taught me how to build cabinets. He's a Finlander, right? But he was a big truck mechanic, but he loved woodworking. So I love woodworking now, and I'm like one of the few boys in the family that does. But he always used to tell everybody he was a Finnish carpenter.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But as I think about, you asked me what, thing pops out. When in like 1967, and most of you weren't even born then, but 67, he was the head mechanic of a big garage in southern Michigan for the state of Michigan. And his company car was an El Camino. He had like a 67 or 68 El Camino, orange with the flasher and a radio. We loved riding in it. Well, we moved from Adrian to Reed City, where he took a transfer because he got to not supervise 10 guys, just one guy, and he got to go back to wrenching on big trucks, which he loved, and no more people to watch, as you know very well, because you're dealing with the personnel store.
Sure.
So he got the transfer, and he told us we were moving. We were all mad. Because we were leaving all of our friends, right? It's like, this is bull. So we jumped, my brother Gary and I jumped in the El Camino on a Friday night. He got home usually like 4 o'clock. We had the back all packed up with, probably garden tools or whatever. And we headed up north. And we got to stop for dinner, which was really cool because we never did that. Never got to go to restaurants. There were 6 kids. You just didn't. And I remember headed up 27, and we got just about to Clare, and there's a big billboard. It's still there. It says, "Welcome to Clare, Gateway to the North." And I remember hearing like harps playing or something. It's like, we're yeah. up north.
Right, yeah. We've crossed the equator.
Yeah, and then we headed west about 30 miles, and we landed in a little town called Reed City, where he had purchased a house. And we pulled up to our new house, and it was a nice neighborhood. It was really cool. And the next day we woke up and all the neighbor kids came over and we were no longer mad. Right. And he had a refrigerator in the garage with Coke in it.
Right. Yeah.
That didn't happen in the old
house. He knew how to bribe you.
He was bribing all the neighbor kids to mow his lawn.
Right. Well, Bob, you and I grew up with parents that were part of that greatest generation.
Yeah.
My father was a World War II veteran, 8th grade education, His family owned a dairy business, a Joppy Dairy, it was, and he was the milkman. And wow. He met my mom delivering milk to their farmhouse through the little chute, right? I mean, the six-pack with the quart glass bottles, and they were slid through the chute, and you grabbed the ones that were empty.
Except hers went to the front door after a certain while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too big to fit in the chute.
Yeah, so anyway, he went to the war. He served his country. He came back with his eighth grade education, and he's like, what am I going to do? And at that time, there was an industrial revolution, and a little company called Generous Motors, he went and found a job there. And as a result of that, some 36 years later, after working his tail off in a factory with his eighth grade education, he was the plant superintendent and had several wow. hundred people and a giant manufacturing organization.
He had to handle a lot of people.
Yeah, but the point is that was, it's the hard work. It's the dedication. It's the just going and making it happen and treating
eighth
people.
Eighth grade education.
Right, and treating people like you'd want to be treated. And then those are the rules that were instilled in me, is that, you know what, think of them first and you second, and you'll always be in a great place.
So here's the lesson for all you dads out there who are hellbound on telling your kids they have to get a college degree. I would tell you that 50% of you are wrong.
Well, these are different times. I mean, that was right after World War II. You're in the late 40s
and
50s.
Still, but still, you look at what they're charging for college now and all the great trades out there for kids.
Well,
you can make 60 grand a year putting in heating and cooling, like right out of the chute,
right,
and end up making much more and having your own business. That sixth grade education or eighth grade education, my dad went to sixth. It was the Depression.
Right.
He had to go run the farm. They had a farm too, and it was in the west end of the UP. And I mean, I'm just saying that hard work that still applies.
Oh yeah, it absolutely does. And you and I are both in the building trades business, and there's a huge shortage of skilled labor or people that are even wanting entry level labor to become skilled labor in those fields. Excuse me. So it's one of those things. Is there are lots of career paths out there. We're in a great economy right now.
Yes, we are.
And you're right. Not everybody needs to go to college. There's lots and lots of opportunity.
And that's
out
funny
there.
Because when I met you at Impact Church, we went to a steak night.
Right.
You were in the insurance business, and I think I had my own business.
Right.
Now we're both in the trades. I was in the trades then. I've always been in the trades, but still, it's funny how we're now doing the same thing.
Yeah.
This trip to Reed City we took, I ended up loving the place. I went to high school there, met my bride at Ferris. When I got out of the service, I went back there so I could go to Ferris because that was only 20 miles down the road. My brother went there, and I met my bride there. Well, Reed City is Mayberry RFD. I went back there a couple years ago to do my hometown Crossroads event, and I ran into this cat who was building a microbrewery, and he gave me some of his IPA. And I mean, it was like the first time you tasted M43. You said, oh my gosh, you got to taste this. Well, this cat's name is Kevin Murphy. I went back a year later. He was open and we've stayed in touch and we communicated while he was having his struggles getting open and all this stuff. And he's now been up and running a year and we're going to talk to him. He's in studio. He's got some great beer for us.
Yeah, he has a lot of great beer and I'm looking forward to trying it. We've got a little glass of it here, and you said that's a blueberry wheat. We'll get him to explain that to us in a minute. But, Bob, one quick question. Did your dad grill when you were growing up?
Never.
Mine either. Never.
My mom did it.
Right. Mom made the meals.
I learned to grill on the beaches of Honolulu with a hibachi because all the Asian dads I hung out with there, the civilian workers on our base, mostly from Okinawa or from China, they grilled using little hibachis, and we made, you know, teriyaki chicken and stuff like that, fish, whatever.
Right.
But that was the first; those were the first men. And then my father-in-law grilled shish kebabs for me when I met my wife.
Right. But so we've come a long way, baby, because our dads didn't do any cooking, and now we fight so we can do it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But coming up next, Mr. Murphy, Reed City Brewing. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
We live it, we love it, Al and Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game, we stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Al and Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
It's Father's Day edition of the Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. And we're going to talk a little Reed City Brewing Company, Bob. This is a find of yours that we've been very lucky to get to know Kevin and a little bit about his business. And we're going to tell you a little bit about it because many of our listeners are within a stone's throw of this place. And during the summer, you got to get up there and check this out.
That's right. And Reed City has an event every year called Crossroads because US 10 and 131 cross up there in northern Michigan, and it's a big crossroad. A lot of people travel west on 10 to hit Ludington to go to the ferry or whatever, or to go over to Midland to buy some chemicals, and or they're taking 131 north to their vacation property. So
right.
That town's always been known for something. Used to be a old hotel there that was the best food in northern Michigan. Everybody stopped there from Grand Rapids. Now they're going to stop there for beer. A year and 2 years ago, I was there for my class reunion, and I think the 100th. There's this building said Red Tail Brewing, and it was going to be called Red Tail Brewing Company, but I think somebody already grabbed the name. In studio right now with us is Kevin Murphy, the owner, proprietor, founder, brewer, Reed City Brewing Company. Makes me proud to say that, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about the brewery. You started a couple of years ago?
I've been home brewing for quite a few years, 15 years or so now. We opened the brewery 11 months ago.
Nice.
On July 1st last year or so.
Right. Yep. So the brewery is where?
Right in downtown Reed City, right on the corners of Upton and Higbee Street.
Okay, so you're on the main drag, we say, right?
Yeah,
that little main street down there, Jop, you can appreciate this. In the 70s, we all had fast cars, and we waxed them every Friday, and we went into town.
Sure.
And that was the town. That was a pizza place there when I was a kid. We'd hang out there because all the girls came there. And we'd run up and down to the end of town where the old hotel was. It was a cul-de-sac, and we'd make that turn, and we'd call that scoop in the loop. So we'd just run up and down Main Street all night.
Wow.
With our mags just screaming.
Right, yeah, shined up. So, Kevin, if I come to the brewery, what am I going to see?
We have a list of 11 beers on tap always, and we have a great food menu. But you walk in, all you see is my craftsmanship. Everything there I built
Very cool.
100% me.
It is, and Jop, you would like it because you have a fine eye for detail. This guy has done a cool job. When I went in there 2 years ago, it was a drywall. He was in the back with a little brew set up. He, you know, trying to get off the ground, and he gave me a taste of his IPA. You would have, you're going to try some very soon. You're going to come see him in a couple weeks when he has his event.
Right. Yeah. So, if we're in Reed City, we're coming up 31. We head to the east on US 10, right
131.
There. Yes. Thank you. 131. And we head east on US 10. We come to the T in the road, left or right?
Right.
Right. Take a right.
Yeah. Put it in your phone. Reed City Brewing. Right. RBCs.
Yeah. Right. So, talk to me about your top three beers.
Oh, Lord. It changes every time I turn around. The latest big seller that we had was a blueberry wheat that we did. That all started off with a fundraiser that we were involved in. We donated the time and effort to teach someone how to brew, and they decided to do a blueberry beer. We did that one, and it raised tons of money for Trinity Church.
Nice.
But every time I turn around...
My old church.
Every time I turn around, there's a new big and favorite going on. So,
but isn't that cool? I mean, what we're doing is it, you're really building a hometown institution.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you're doing, where dads and their sons, if they're old enough, can come and sit in their local pub and create memories. And there is huge value beyond the beer and the food that happens inside the place like this. And they're everywhere around Michigan, and this is just another one.
Yeah, and some are great, and some are just breweries.
Right.
This one, I'm telling you, is great, and I'm really looking forward to you coming now. You're going to come up to his big event. We're going to talk about his event.
Right.
But I will be waiting to see. I love watching Joppy's reaction to things, like when Mr. Fongers turns on the mics and he's got his headset on. Jop has a great reaction. I like to see him taste things that are new to him because he's got a fine appreciation for things like beer. But he opened up a year ago. Last fall, I was up there for deer camp. I wandered in. I had to go see it. And I went in. I caught him there. And it was like during bow season, right before rifle started. The place, he'd been open, what, 3-4 months? Packed with people. I was so proud of Mr. Kevin Murphy for what he had built because he stuck with it. And we stayed in touch all that while. He was running into roadblocks, and you know how hard it is. You've started many businesses. It's just not easy. And here he is brewing beer and doing all these things, but there's no book on, well, there might be, starting a brewery, but yeah. he did it, and he did all the work inside. And that beer you built that first year I was up there, it was an IPA. It was like a double IPA.
It was a rye IPA is what that was.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
We have not had it on tap since I've opened,
oh.
But from our anniversary, which we're going to be talking about, the anniversary, we are re-releasing that rye IPA.
Okay, so let's quit teasing this party. Let's talk about this bash that's going to go on, okay? Reed City, Michigan, you're going to celebrate your one-year anniversary on June the 30th, right?
Correct, yeah.
So tell us what's going to go down.
We have the street blocked off. We have a couple of acoustic guys coming out to play. We have a band starting at 8 o'clock. We have Bob here doing some grilling for us. I'm releasing 4 new beers that day, a cherry rhubarb sour, wheat heavy. We're putting the blueberry wheat back on tap. It's 5 beers. And we're also doing the cherry wheat. It's going back on tap, and then we're going to reintroduce the rye IPA.
Wow. Going to be a great time up there. So, if you're traveling north, come on, this is the Saturday before the 4th of July week. Everybody that has a cottage.
What a great reason to stop.
is headed up there. You guys are starting at 2 in the afternoon on a Saturday, so you're already there, right? You're up at your cottage, you're settled in. Bring a designated driver with you because you're going to need one to get back to the cottage. But Barbecue Bob's going to be throwing down barbecue.
We'll have a designated brisket for you.
Right. And Kevin and his team are going to be throwing down the beers. This is in Reed City. Town's not that big. You can't miss this. If you get to Reed City, you're going to find this
thing. I'm telling you, you said it right there. It's not that big. The downtown is a block.
Right.
But it's a cute little town. I'm very fond of it. I grew up there. And
right.
To see it now with this rejuvenation and he's kind of leading the way. You'll know where it is because you'll see where all the people are now downtown.
Right. Yeah.
It's the Reed City Brewing Company. And RCBC, we're going to say. And okay. Kevin, would you stick around for the next segment and just help us out for a little bit more because we didn't quite get that data for everybody.
Coming up next, we're going to talk gifts for dad for Father's Day. You're not going to want to miss this. We got some cool ideas. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to TheGrillinGuys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's TheGrillinGuys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Father's Day weekend. I don't know about where you are, but we're in the mid to upper 80s. Summer is in full swing. And you know what? It's time to get out in your backyard, at the cottage, whether you're at home or wherever you are, and create a little grill envy. And Mama, if you're listening, you might want to grill for Daddy tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Saturday, if Sunday, hopefully you've already done it because it's Father's Day. But if not, if you turn all the grilling over to Dad, we've got some ideas here for last-minute gifts for the griller in your world. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are we thinking, man?
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to cover some of those things and then take a couple minutes and hit Kevin at the end to get the details of his event for all those folks up north in particular, because 98.5 UPS is a big voice of Northern Michigan, and we have a lot of listeners on that stick and the Twister as well, and we want to make sure that anybody within that listening area knows to come to Reed City for his event. But one thing I think is a great thing for Father's Day that's still made in America is a Weber kettle. Everybody contacts us and wants to know all the best smoker advice. Should I get this? Should I get that? You can actually do everything you need to do on a Weber kettle. And I think it was invented in like 1952, but the Stevens Company in Chicago made buoys for Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, steel balls that floated in the lake. And they're like two parts. They'd spot weld them or clamp them together or whatever. So somebody there, Mr. Stevens, I think, took the thing and
Cat. I think his name was Cat.
Nope, that's a different one.
Oh.
But he put some holes in the bottom, put a grate on top, and put coals in it, and it burnt great. So he took the top of it, put it back on, and it had a lid. The Weber kettle. It's fantastic. You can smoke. You could do competition barbecue on a kettle.
Seen it. I've seen it done. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question. You know, there's a lot of trinkets, gadgets, and stuff. Some of that works.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't work.
Beware.
Worth a hoot. Yeah, so beware. If you look at something that's tinny, a little bit flimsy, not the one you want, get something a little sturdy, because anytime you take something and it's metal and you heat it up and cool it down and heat it up and cool it down on your grill, it's going to mess with the integrity of cheap steel.
What do you think of those grill mats?
You know, you can see them around, and now you're going to it's not Teflon. What's
one
the
thing
word?
Does everything, silicone.
Silicone, thank you. And what it is it's a thin mat that goes on your grill that separates the heat from your meat.
Looks like those plastic cutting boards.
Right, it does. And I've used them.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have. And it basically what it does is it keeps stuff from falling through your grates.
Right.
And then when you're done, you can take it off there, wipe it with a piece of paper towel, and everything's clean. Okay? But I still like to have the flames kiss my food to get a little char. You can get some char with these little silicone mats, but they're not my favorite. There's just something about me cooking on a man-made
plastic
yeah. for my food that just, I don't know, it's not me. I can cut my vegetables bigger and not have them fall through my grates.
I would wonder if there's any kind of health issue there that we'll find out 30 years from now.
Right, yeah. When the company's
Monsanto
long gone.
Monsanto wants to tell you 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
Whoever makes it.
You know, Bob's and kebabs go together on Father's Day, right? And where I'm going with that is that a lot of times on the weekends when we're out working and we're out playing, you'll get people that stop by and they just happen to come by about dinner time, right? And one of the things that when I grew up on Gun Lake, which is a lake south of Grand Rapids here, my mom would always do, and my dad would go to the store and get all the stuff. But again, we talked about moms doing all the cooking back then, but is kebabs. And you could make those things up a day or two ahead of time, and you're not going to hurt them at all by putting them on the skewers and then putting them in the refrigerator and keeping them, just pulling them out to grill them. And the thing that was cool about that is mom would make 30 kebabs, knowing that our family only needed half of them. And if somebody came over, she immediately had food to feed people. And if they didn't come over, you just pop them in the freezer and use them the next time, right? So I think that that's a great thing. And one of the gadgets are kebab skewers. I prefer the metal ones over the wood ones. The wood ones catch on fire. The metal ones are cleanable. Then they're durable. You can reuse them over and over again. They've got some of them that are a kind of a stainless wire that you can coil up if you want
for
to.
For the egg?
Yeah, but... To me, I'm a
steel.
I think
I bought you one of those.
Yeah,
didn't I?
I think I'm the white. I think I'm the steel stick kebab guy.
You know what I did? I did a live feed on it a couple nights ago. I made some chicken kebabs like that because my wife told me the last time I did it was the best chicken she ever had. So I thought, okay, I'm going to score brownie points and do it again.
Right.
And it was really simple. I literally took some soy sauce, ginger, oil, garlic, salt, and pepper, threw the chicken chunks in there for like half an hour. Mm-hmm. I threw them on metal skewers with pineapple, onion, and I grilled them off. But you can see that on my Facebook page if you're a friend. But let's hit Mr. Murphy real quick before we get out of here. Now, I'm going to come up there and do some barbecue for you. And we haven't really worked out those details that well, but you think we're going to start serving food about what time?
I'm thinking 2 o'clock.
Okay. And it's going to be beef brisket and pulled pork. I'm going to bring my big deep fryer up there, and we're going to do crazy fries as well.
Sounds awesome.
And so we can have some great beer and some brisket sandwiches, pulled pork, whatever you like. And you've got a full menu inside.
Yes. Yes, we do. That day, our menu may be more limited.
Probably.
But we will definitely have some appetizers and stuff like that going. So,
cool. So that's Reed City Brewing Company. Give us a date.
June 30th.
How many bands do you have showing up?
We have a total of three bands playing that day.
When does the music start?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So okay. The dude managed to get the whole street closed.
Oh, yeah.
I think the town loves you.
Yeah, yeah, they're letting us shut it down. We're going to have a big tent out there to keep everyone out of the sun. We have corn bag games going on.
And nice.
Should be a lot of fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
Reed City, Michigan, June the 30th.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And all right. Very good. That's cool.
And Jop will be there as well.
I'll be there as a participant, not as a sweaty grill bitch for you. Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a switch.
Yeah.
You'll be that jerk ordering three times.
Yeah.
Are my fries ready?
Hey, fella, these fries aren't done. Can you redunk those for me?
Yeah. I'll be standing in front of a bunch of hot grease, so be careful.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so another thing I found online that was very cool was this marinade device that had like 30 needles. I saw it on Facebook. It was a little marinating tool that held your marinade in this. Do you have a chainsaw? Do you have a thing that oils the end of it, you know, a grease gun for the end?
Yeah,
it's a plastic pump thing, and this was a marinade like that. You put your marinade up in the big plastic and you push down on it, and it hits 30 needles hit your meat and inject it. I want one of those.
Oh, really?
I think it's gonna work.
Well, I think we should give them a call and have them send us one, and we'll field test that bad
there
boy.
You go.
Yeah,
that'll be your project.
All right, I'm on it. Yeah, so anyway, one last Father's Day thing. Everybody loves bacon, right? But bacon on the grill kind of sucks because you get too much rendering, you get flare-ups, and it gets a little bitter if it turns black and gets overcooked. You've got a little rack that makes your bacon vertical rather than horizontal. You set it on the grill and you drape your bacon over it, and it's metal, so it gets hot and it continues to cook it, but it's not on the grates, and your renderings drip into a little bit of a pan that collects it. Great way. I love cooking bacon on the grill, but I don't like it if I burn it, and oftentimes I do if I don't use this device.
You know, I love everything grilled, but for some reason, I don't really like the taste of grilled bacon now. But I'm using an infrared grill,
right?
And it almost like I don't know, it just smokes it up too much for me or something. Yeah. It's weird.
Coming up next, we've got one of the best men we know, Big Paulie. We're going to talk a little bit of Father's Day tradition with him. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan,
Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the guys out there in the grilling world. Hopefully, maybe Mama's stepping up to the grill this weekend and cooking something for you. But if not, you know what? Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming back. Most people dump us by now.
Yeah. Right. Well, or they're already eating.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just one of those great holidays for me because I'm a father, and Jop had a dad, believe it or not.
Right.
So we love Father's Day. In this world, it seems like you got to treasure some of these little rituals, and we decided to reach out to one of our board members, which is Big Paulie from the East Coast, because he's also a father. And has great stories about his father. And Big Paulie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Happy Father's Day to you and everybody there. A great day to celebrate your children and to remember your dads and be with your dads if you can.
If you can.
Yeah, yeah. I lost my dad about 13 years ago, but, you know, there's not a minute I don't think about him. And things he's taught me come up every day in so many funny ways. And it's just something to think about, especially on Father's Day. But, you know, that's who we are. Our parents make us. We helpfully shape our children. And they leave us with great things, great legacies. And so Father's Day is a good day to remember. And the most important thing is try and be with your kids if you can't be with your dad.
That's true, because one day you won't be able to.
That's right. That's right.
I've been working on my pool like a dog, and the last couple of days I just wish that I could ask my dad's advice, because he was pretty handy mechanically, and I've been getting my keister kicked, running a backhoe, and all kinds of things. So,
yeah, but isn't it funny how you do remember the advice your dad gave you, the lessons? Like, my dad gave me a piece of advice once. I was in a very big case I was working on, and, you know, there was a quick way to get rid of it, so to speak, but it wouldn't have been, my opinion, well, you know, 100% the right thing to do. And my dad just said to me, look, you know, you could do that. That would be easy. But he goes, do you want to spend the rest of your life thinking about it, maybe looking over your shoulder, worried about it? And I said, you know, Dad, no. I said, that's so great. And I never forgot that. And, you know, I was very young. I was a councilman at 22, a council president. I was responsible for a lot of people. And the concept as a lawyer and as an elected official, Bob, you'll get a kick out of this, is, you know, when you have conflicts of interest, how do you know you have a conflict of interest? Because they're very subtle, they're very different in different states. My dad gave me a great piece of advice then, too. He said, if you think you have a conflict, you do. And that was enough. And I've guided my life by that. So I can remember him very happily with a lot of warm memories and appreciation for all he did for us. You know, dads are the only people that replace the money in their wallet for pictures of their kids, because they spend the money on their kids. And that's just, you know, that's just who dads are.
Yeah, the one that sticks in my mind along the same vein is, anything worth doing is worth doing right. And,
that's right.
And, you know, don't stop halfway, finish what you started, those kind of things. And don't cut a corner just because you can. It's not right. The right thing to do, right?
And how young were you when your father first told you that?
You know, I don't remember, right? But it's all I remember. What I mean is that it's always been that way. And whenever I was old enough to make a decision, that was the way I was taught to make them, right?
Yeah, sure. And what's funny is, I don't know if it happened to you, but more and more, you become your father as you get older, you know?
Ain't that true?
It's so true.
And, like it or not.
And I love watching it through my kids' eyes, too, because they get a kick out of it. And you know what's funny? I was, you know, my mom just passed away, as you know, and I was cleaning out some things, and I found some of the cards I sent to my mom and to my dad. I found a letter I wrote my father before he passed away on Father's Day about 14 years ago. And I read it, and of course, it brought a lot of memories and tears to my eyes. But I also found letters my children wrote to my father. And reading them was just such a delight, and what a gift it was to find them. And I know that was some kind of divine inspiration, because I found them in a place I would have never looked at, would have thought to look. And there they were, and it was just so great. It was a real gift.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. So it must be the weekend. We are on the grillin' line right now with one of our board of directors, Big Paulie. And Paul, what is going to be on the grill at the Rotella household this weekend?
Well, we have what we call Italian surf and turf, Bob, where you get a beautiful piece of filet mignon, okay? And you know what to do with that. But the night before, you get your galamad, all right? And you cut it long ways, like Kim Jong-il cuts it. You cut it long ways, okay? And then you take it and marinate it in your favorite Italian dressing, which you should make yourself. Don't forget the garlic and the parsley, okay? You make that nice overnight. You put it on the grill very quickly. Remember, you threaten it. You don't kill it. You threaten it on the grill, and you make your grilled galamad and filet mignon. And let me tell you, surf and turf Italian style is the way to go.
So, Paulie, for those that maybe don't have the Italian heritage that you do, the galamad, what is that?
Oh, galamad. In American, it's called calamari.
There you go.
But it hurts my ears to even say it.
I understand. But we might not have some with such a fine palate listening.
Yeah, there are some Polish people out there.
Well, no, we want to teach you a little tang. You said galamad, you know, very important.
Right, exactly.
Calamari.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, you're gonna marinate that galamad for 12 hours?
I would do it overnight at least, 12
mm-hmm.
hours.
You know, and then what?
18 hours. You know, normally I would do it in the morning and leave it there till the next, you know, till dinner or lunch or whatever. But marinating it, especially with the oil and the, I use a little balsamic vinegar. I like balsamic. But when you put that garlic and the parsley in it and you put it on the grill, oh, baby, mud on it's so good.
So there's no ink to worry about?
No, you take the calamari, they're dead already. There ain't no ink. They ain't writing letters to anybody. You just chop the head off, okay?
Oh.
Again, the Kim Jong-il method. You chop the head off, then you cut them long ways. You make sure you clean them out good. And you have nothing but pure protein. By the way, if you're on a diet, you know I'm on a diet, Bob. I lost 55 pounds.
I know.
Okay? You could eat as much of this as you want. You won't gain any weight.
Damn, you're half the man you used to be. 55 pounds.
Quite.
Way to
no,
go,
no,
brother.
Not half the man, believe me.
All those old clothes are looking good, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what? It's so nice. I wish the styles were still in, but you know what? It's nice to be able to fit into something you haven't fit in for 20 years, you know?
I can't. I don't know what that means.
No. Uh-uh.
I can't complain. I'm very, io sono molto contento. I'm very happy, very content. I'm with my family. What could be better? And by the way, you know, you talked about your pool. I was laughing to myself because, you know, we live on a lake, and every morning I get up and the lake is perfectly set. I don't know who does it overnight, but it takes care of itself. And that's God's gift to me.
Right.
That's awesome. Paul Rotella, yeah. Otherwise known as Big Paulie. So good to hear your voice, brother. And I hope to see you sometime this summer.
I hope so, too, Bob. Give my best to everybody there. Enjoy Father's Day. And thanks for calling.
Yeah, say hi to Vince, too.
I sure will.
Okay.
Later, brother.
Paulie's one of the best men and the best fathers we know. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Yeah, I'm feeling like a man after that conversation. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a great man. Enjoy his. I enjoy having conversations with him.
You know, man law is something we've done from the get-go, and it's there's just a whole bunch of them. You have to be careful which ones you pick, because a lot of them tend to be, oh, let's say, a little too Hollywood, or they go to the gutter real quick. So I got to pick and choose these things properly. This one, under no circumstances shall any man lay a hand on a female or a child in violence. Spanking of a woman or pulling of the hair is permitted if done on request. Corporal punishment is permitted, excluding obvious extremes. Punishment for the attacking male is that if other men see the assault taking place, they have the right to take him out back behind a building and show him how to fight with real men.
Well, there you are.
That's
I don't know if that's
man
that,
law.
That is grilling guy advice. That's not legal advice, but
it's man law.
Right. It's man law. That's exactly what that is. And there's no excuse. Right?
No.
But anyway, on Father's Day, on a much, much lighter note, I hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill and a smoker, creating a little grill envy for your neighborhood and your friends, because this is a time of year when summer is shining on us greatly this weekend here in Michigan where we are, and we're hoping that you're out enjoying your family and your friends in the backyard. We are going to have one little more segment here, and we might talk about this thing called the Survivor Sling. Might be a great little gift for Father's Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hot-blooded Father's Day weekend, that's what we're all about. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're going to bring this train to the station, talking about a little bit of grilled pizzas. This is the season, man. You get out there and fire up the grill, maybe do some pizzas, maybe do a little bit of other gift items. What are we thinking, Bob?
This thing's cool. It's called thegrommet.com to look it up, but it's basically... it's a steel band that goes on top of your Weber kettle, and it's got a pizza door oven door in it, and it's maybe $139, but you can convert your Weber kettle into a pizza oven. It gives you the ceramic disc to go on your grill, and then it jacks it up a little bit and gives you an opening. So it, I don't know, it's really cool. It looks awesome. I think it'd be a great gift for me.
Right.
Just buy it for yourself.
It's like a lift kit for your kettle.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. The other thing, and that's on the grommet, and another thing the grommet had was a grill brush from Brush Tech. It's in Plattsburgh, New York. Go to thegrommet.com. And then look for Bar and Grill Brush Tech. And you know how the wire bristles are a problem?
Right.
This thing is made, it's really cool. It's got like these spiral kind of wires that look like, it reminds me of a disc that you tow behind the tractor. It's got these round discs, and you kind of drag it across your field, only this time it's your
field or your grill grates. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it won't leave bristles on.
So let's take 30 seconds to go down the safety track, because this is the time of year. We're approaching the 4th of July weekend, and everybody gets their stuff out. If you've got an old grill brush, throw it away.
Yes.
Get a new one. It's $7-$8. You know what? Drink one less beer at Reed City. No, I'm kidding. You got to drink two more there. But I'm saying $7-$8. Get yourself a new grill brush, because every year we hear about the little pieces of wire breaking off and getting in somebody's food, and it's causing medical problems. For $7 or $8, buy yourself a new grill brush.
Yeah, because if you have that little piece of wire in your gut, they don't find it until you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay, the autopsy guy pulls it out. So here's the ultimate gift for dad. Okay, if you have an AR-15... this is made by a good friend of ours. It's called the Survivor Sling by Cold Steel Tactical. Top Lindsley is a good friend, and he invented this thing. It gives you a paracord and a bungee-type effect to your sling. So if you get in trouble out in the field, you have a paracord. If you have to get tow something, pull somebody, make up a device to salvage, save somebody, you know, carry them out of the woods, tie some sticks together, drag them out. Hey, didn't you watch The Revenant? You got to do that sometimes. You got to drag people out of the woods. So a paracord's really handy, especially if you're from the military, you'll know what it's for. You won't be like Joppy sitting here laughing like it's stupid. But the Survivor Sling is awesome. It's a two-point or a single-point sling, and you can just check out Survivor Sling on Facebook, and they probably have a website. They employ all veterans to build this device, and he's been on the show a few times.
Yep. Kevin, June 30th, Reed City Brewing Company, big party in the streets, bunch of new beers, bunch of food, barbecue Bob cooking. Everybody's going to have a great time. That's in Reed City, Michigan. Once you get there, you can't miss it, right?
Oh, no, you definitely won't miss it.
All right.
No.
Very
Three
good.
Bands, let's pack the streets, let's have some fun, and we're going to eat and drink.
Right. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
We were our father's pride, but I was defiant. When he made me walk the line, he knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan. My old man.